Hello and welcome to this World Parrot Trust podcast. My name is Charlie Moores and today I'm talking with Pamela Clark. Pam is a well-known author, parrot behaviour consultant and licensed veterinary technician with over 40 years experience working and living with parrots. Her articles have appeared in many publications including The Grey Play Roundtable, Companion Parrot Quarterly, Bird Talk Magazine, Birds USA, Parrots, and Good Bird. Her knowledge extends to a wide range of parrot species, and her skills branch out to training parrots in behaviours as complex as that of free flight outdoors. Pam is here with us today to assist all parrot caregivers in understanding just what an important role regular bathing plays in the physical as well as mental well-being of our feathered companions. Pam, hello, and thanks very much for talking with me.
Oh, you're so welcome, Charlie. It's my pleasure. I'm especially happy that we get to speak about a subject that's so important.
The question that we'll be answering over the next 30 minutes or so is, do parrots really need to have baths to be healthy? And I'm confident that we'll show that, yes, they do. But let's start with some of the basics, if we may. And first off, when we say that our birds need a bath, we're not talking about giving them scented candles and a long soak in the tub, are we? So what exactly are we talking about here?
No candles in this case. What we're talking about, Charlie, is giving parrots an opportunity to interact with water in such a way that they have a full bathing experience. So the first goal, of course, would be that they get thoroughly wet. And the second goal would be that they have an opportunity to interact with that water and display all of the physical movements that they might ordinarily display in the wild when they were taking a bath under the most natural of circumstances.
It is a completely natural behavior, isn't it, for a bird to have a bath, to wash?
It absolutely is. It's one of those core behaviors that they engage in the wild that is very important to their health.
And how often should a parrot get a bath?
Well, that depends a lot on the parrot. I think that the ideal is that a parrot gets bathed daily. If you can't bathe a parrot daily, 4 or 5 times a week is also good. But you also have to take into account a parrot's experience. Parrots will differ widely in their enjoyment of taking a bath. And certainly, for those parrots who don't enjoy it, we can teach them to tolerate it and sometimes even enjoy it. I'll give you an example. When I used to raise African greys, I would always introduce a bathing experience to them before they went to their new homes. And I might have a group of 8 African grey babies, and 3 would obviously love to bathe as soon as that experience was introduced. 2 might act very afraid of the experience, and the other 3 would be noncommittal, so to speak. They would tolerate it, but they didn't act like they loved it, nor did they act as if they were afraid of it. For those 2 who were afraid of it, I did everything I possibly could, of course, to introduce the experience slowly and find a way so that they could at least get to that place of tolerance. Now, if you have a parrot like that, I would recommend bathing that bird once a week or even every 2 weeks, just because you have to take into account a parrot's wishes if you're keeping them as a captive animal.
Of course, yeah. Pam, we'll be talking about some of the ways you would recommend to both bathe and dry a parrot later on in this conversation. But before we move on, can we just address a frequent concern and reassure listeners that bathing or washing your bird will not cause it to become sick or catch a cold?
No, it absolutely will not. The parrot in excellent health will not be damaged in any way by taking a bath. Now, many people still talk about drafts and the importance of keeping a parrot out of drafts. That advice stemmed from the fact that long ago, people used to keep canaries, and very commonly, people would put their cage in front of a window. Back in those days, homes often were not well insulated, so it was true that windows could have drafts coming right through them. So if you put a healthy canary who was wet in front of a window, through which an icy draft was coming, that bird could, of course, become debilitated and be set up to develop an illness. But these days, our homes are well insulated. We really don't have drafts in most cases. And if you bathe a parrot in the morning and give him plenty of time to dry out, there should be no danger whatsoever and a lot of benefit.
So really, it's a common sense thing. If there's a draft and you wouldn't want to sit there cold and wet, then obviously your parrot isn't going to want to do it either.
That's an excellent point.
What is it that's being cleaned off the bird, Pam? Because I know that another question that gets frequently asked is whether birds have sweat glands and whether exercise can cause them to get sweaty, which is often the reason us humans have a bath. Birds don't have sweat glands, so what is it that's being cleaned off the bird?
You're right. Parrots do not perspire. They will cool themselves by holding their wings away from their body and breathing with their mouth open. But parrots do accumulate dust and dirt and grime from the environment the same way that your bookcase might. So certainly, you know, bathing helps to loosen up the dirt and pollutants that land on the feathers during the course of the week. So bathing actually cleans the feathers. And then during the molting process, when those incoming feathers are surrounded by those very brittle shafts, bathing helps to soften those feather shafts so that the parrot can preen those off more easily. And then in terms of the behavioral benefits that stem from bathing, again, bathing is a core behavior. And we now have enough anecdotal evidence to know that companion parrots are much less likely to develop problem behaviors such as screaming or feather destructive behavior if they are allowed to engage in those core behaviors like foraging and bathing that they would quite naturally pursue in the wild. You know, bathing uses up an awful lot of energy, so a parrot who gets regular baths will often behave in a calmer, happier manner and maybe quieter as well.
It's obviously very important for us as caregivers to give our parrots regular bathing opportunities. Having said that, Pam, is there a best or recommended time of the day to give a parrot a bath?
Well, I think there is, simply because you never want to put a parrot to bed wet or even damp. So the best time to bathe them is in the morning. And again, you can take into account a parrot's natural inclination or instinct, so to speak. So in the wild, parrots would most naturally bathe after they forage in the morning and before they forage in the afternoon, sometime during that middle part of the day. So that is the best time for us to bathe them. Again, you just don't ever want to put a parrot to bed wet.
Okay, Pam, let's look in more detail at some of the practicalities now. We'll look at some of the different ways that our birds can be provided with those opportunities in a few minutes. But first off, what are some of the things we need to consider before we introduce bathing to our birds?
Well, I think when you've decided that you want to encourage bathing and you are trying to decide upon a method, there are really two main considerations. And the first of these is going to be, what is easiest for me as the caregiver? If you choose a method that takes too much time or that's too difficult, then you're not likely to want to engage in that or provide that experience often enough to really benefit the parrot. Also, you need to consider what is the parrot most likely to enjoy, and that, of course, requires you to look at the individual, as well as sometimes information that can be gleaned from the wild. Lovebirds, for example, we know live near bodies of water when they're in the wild, and they frequently bathe in shallow pools. So knowing this, if I were going to bathe a lovebird for the first time, I would experiment with a couple of different methods. I might allow him to bathe in the sink. I would, of course, be supervising the entire time, but I would let that water just trickle down in a very small, thin stream from the faucet, and I would put a towel in the bottom of the sink so that he had good footing and let him just run through the water that way. I might also provide a shallow dish, and then, of course, I would measure his reaction, and if either of those were successful, then I would pat myself on the back because I had found a good way to bathe him. Cockatoos, on the other hand, often like to strut across horizontal surfaces. So if I were going to bait a cockatoo, I might take a tension rod, like a shower rod or a closet rod, and put it in the bathtub so that it spans the entire expanse of the tub, and then use a mist setting on my shower nozzle and put him down in there and let him just strut and move back and forth across the water. And again, I would measure his experience.
Pam, you brought up a couple of very important points there. Firstly, that where we can, we should take lessons from how our birds might bathe in the wild under natural conditions. And secondly, introducing some non-natural elements into their lives, our bathrooms and a spray bottle. Not every parrot will take to bathing like the proverbial duck to water, and they can actually be a little frightened by the process. How would you introduce a parrot to bathing using our bathroom showers or a spray bottle?
Well, thanks for asking that, because so many times I speak to parrot owners, both at the veterinary clinic where I work and then again when I'm speaking to clients, and I discover that they're not bathing their birds simply because the birds have acted afraid when they first attempted that. And it's very important for everyone to understand that this is a learning issue. You can teach a bird to accept this experience. So let's say you wanted to use a spray bottle, as you suggested. So The first thing is to just know that you're going to want to proceed slowly. So in the beginning, you would fill the spray bottle up with clean water. Make sure you're using a spray bottle that you have not used for any cleaning chemicals or insecticides. And then turn the nozzle on it, once you have it filled with clean water, until it produces just a mist-like spray of water. And then you would approach the parrot, show them the spray bottle. Now we're going to assume that the bird is not afraid of the spray bottle in this case. And then you would direct one spray up into the air over the parrot's head so that the mist just settled down over him like rain. And then you observe his body language. If he squawks and moves away or otherwise objects, then you would just walk away after the first spray, and that would help to diffuse his reaction. Then you would come back a few minutes later and give him a second spray. After that, you would say, "Good bird," or "Yes, Louie," or whatever your verbal reinforcer was going to be, and you'd give him a small food reward so that he learned that tolerating that bathing would bring him good things. Once you find that you can use that method, giving him the two sprays, as I've described, and he's not objecting to that anymore, then you would just gradually increase the number of sprays that you provide, always watching to make sure that he's comfortable with what's happening. And then you just gradually build up to the point where you're able to get him drenched by using the bottle. This, by the way, is a good method to use when you have to clean the cage anyway, because by the time that parrot is wet, all of the soil will be softened up as well, so that then it's quite easy to just wipe down the cage.
And Pam, how long might that desensitization process take? I mean, from introducing a spray bottle, say, to he or she being completely happy around it?
Well, that is going to depend completely on the parrot, because you have to go at the parrot's speed. Again, you never want to trigger fear in a companion parrot if you can avoid it, and in this case, we certainly can avoid it. So if you're talking about a parrot who is moderately afraid of the experience, and you attempt to give him a bath twice a week, then it might take 2 to 3 months before he's accepting of the experience. If your time is limited and you can only bathe him once a week, then of course it's going to take longer. If he's very, very fearful of the experience, then it too will take longer, because you'll have to spend a longer time at each incremental step in terms of the number of sprays you're giving him.
And presumably the same might go then for introducing a parrot to our bathrooms, which are often acoustically and spatially quite unlike other rooms in the house, and then introducing them to the shower or the bath.
Well, yes. If you want to bathe a parrot in the shower, then again, you're always going to do so with the utmost kindness as you structure a desensitization or shaping plan. So first, you would assess his comfort level in the bathroom itself. If you started to walk into the bathroom with the parrot on your hand and he began to lean away as if he were afraid of even entering the room, then that would tell you that you had to first start with just getting him used to the bathroom. So your first step might be to just walk him through the door once or twice a day, praise him, give him a food treat so that he learns that just going into the bathroom earns him a treat that he very much enjoys. You might let him look in the mirror, which many parrots enjoy, and then you would leave. As he became comfortable with that experience, then you might, as your next step, decide to have him become comfortable with extended periods in the bathroom. So you might teach him to perch on the shower rod or on a little tabletop perch while you were in the bathroom, for instance, getting ready in the morning. And then once he became comfortable just hanging out in the bathroom, then you might get him used to just being in there while you took a shower so that he became used to the sound of the water and the feel of the humidity. If you were going to use a shower perch, then you would next introduce a shower perch, get him used to sitting on that. And then lastly, you would get him used to being sprayed in the shower using the shower head itself. And for this, I much prefer to use a handheld shower head that has a mist setting on it, because for one thing, very fine water droplets will penetrate the feathers much more quickly than fat droplets do, which tend to just kind of bounce off. So for a bird who's just learning to enjoy the experience or who's decided that he's only going to tolerate it no matter what you do, that's really the best method. So you can use a handheld shower head, get him drenched, and then allow him right back out of there. But again, you know, the important point is that all of this should be taught to him gradually.
Pam, in the wild, some birds will bathe in the rain. Would you recommend giving companion birds such an opportunity at all?
If you have an outdoor aviary, I think that's an excellent idea. If I were queen of the parrot caregivers in the world, I would make it a requirement that all companion parrots have an outdoor aviary in which to spend some time. Now, obviously, that's not possible for everyone, especially people who live in apartments or condominiums.
Sure.
But if you have a safe enclosure, and when I say a safe enclosure, I do not mean a bird cage that you have wheeled outside. I do not consider that a safe enclosure because the bar spacing in most cases is much too wide to provide safety for a companion parrot. But if you have a safe enclosure, such as an outdoor aviary, certainly you can put them out there when it's raining and allow them to take a bath if they choose to do so. Another way that you can bathe a parrot outdoors is, again, in a safe enclosure. You can use a hose that has a nozzle on it with a fine mist setting. You just have to be very careful to use a special hose. I would recommend that people acquire a hose from a recreational vehicle supply company and that they hang it up and dry it in between times when they bathe the parrot, because your typical garden hose is going to have all kinds of different bacteria and fungi present that grow inside that hose, especially during the warmer temperatures, and we certainly don't want to be spraying those out onto our parrots when we bathe them.
Yeah. Also in the wild, some birds will rub up against wet leaves, wet vegetation. Is that something you could supply to a bird?
It certainly is, and I'm so glad that you mentioned this because I had an amazing experience at one point. It was when I had trained two of my African greys to fly outdoors, and we had a number of oak trees on our property, and it was raining quite heavily one day, and I observed one of my male African greys leaf bathing in that oak tree. It was an experience I will never forget.
Let
me say, I do not recommend that people free fly their parrots, but I offer that up as an example that our companion birds do still have those instincts. And if our goal is to increase parrot welfare by offering increased choices, then certainly this would be a wonderful thing to offer your companion parrots. And you can do it simply by taking an entire bunch of Swiss chard or collard greens or other greens, putting them in a bowl with some water and just letting the bird rub himself against those leaves. Or you can even spread them out across a kitchen counter. It just depends upon how much of a mess you want to clean up later.
Sure. That's a great story, Pam. Thanks. There are a few things we do need to be aware of, though, don't we? Presumably, we need to make sure that the water that we're providing isn't too hot.
You do, and there are a few issues that relate to water quality. You want to make sure that it's not too hot for a few different reasons. Number one, of course, you want it to be comfortable for the parrot. Parrots in the wild typically bathe in room temperature or cool water. And in my experience, that is the same temperature water that they enjoy most when I give them baths in my house. And number two, water does wash away the natural oils on a parrot's skin. And while we're speaking about this, I'd like to make a point. It is often stated, especially on the internet, that bathing your bird is a good way to keep his skin moist. That is absolutely not true. And any of us who regularly take showers, as I hope we all do, can attest to that, because more frequent bathing only makes your skin drier. Instead, the best way to moisturize a parrot's skin is from the inside out by feeding him foods that are high in omega-3 essential fatty acids. So that's two reasons not to use water that is too warm. Secondly, you want to make sure that you don't have chemicals in your water. Many people have softened water to use in their homes for washing dishes and washing clothes. If that's the case, you want to make sure that you're not using that soft water to bathe your parrot, because there's a chance that the increased salts in that water will leave a residue on the feathers. So if your water is at all suspect in terms of quality, it's better to either use filtered water in a spray bottle or obtain one of those shower heads that will filter the water that comes through it.
And would you ever use shampoo or soap on a parrot?
I would not. I am endlessly shocked and surprised by the number of products put on the market to be sold to parrot owners. And currently, there are a number of products sold for the purpose of bathing parrots. I have never found one that is worth using. Parrots in the wild bathe just in plain water, and that is the best thing that you can use to bathe parrots in captivity. Now, if you have a very rare circumstance in which your bird has oil on its feathers or a substance that has to be removed, then that is a medical issue that should be referred to an avian veterinarian.
Pam, some wonderful advice there. And before we move on to talking about ways of drying your bird after a bath, can I just ask you about, I suppose, the most extreme case that might confront someone when they're looking to instigate a bathing routine? And that's how you might approach a situation where the parrot is afraid of everything, even perhaps of the caregiver.
Well, that is a really good question, and I'm glad that you brought it up, because there certainly are some parrots who, through previous mishandling, have become terrified of most things in their environment. These would be the birds that you cannot handle. These would be the birds that you can't even approach without observing some sort of fearful reaction on their part. For both ethical reasons as well as quality of life issues, a bird like this has to be dealt with so that his fearfulness is not triggered. So this usually means going back to square one and teaching the parrot to trust the human once again, and then subsequently to reintroduce experiences such as bathing. So if we're talking about a case like this, then you really won't be able to bathe the bird until trust and a sense of safety and security have been reestablished. With a bird like this, it is absolutely crucial that you teach him that his feelings will be respected. So if you begin to do something with a bird like this, such as bathing, and he shows fear, you have to abandon the effort, because you will never make progress with a bird like this as long as you keep triggering his fearfulness and giving him the message that you don't care what his body language is telling you, you're going to do what you had planned anyway. Bathing is not more important than trust building and teaching that sort of parrot to feel safe once again.
Pam, thank you. That was beautifully put. Okay, so assuming that we have got our bird soaking wet, and whether that's in the bath, the shower, using a spray bottle, or even out in the rain, we now, of course, need to get him dry. What's the best way of doing that?
Well, the best way is to just allow the parrot to dry naturally in a warm enough location. You know, many people become concerned if they see a parrot shivering at all. Now, I want to differentiate or expand upon that word shivering. Mm-hmm. Some birds, African grays, for example, will sit on a perch even when they're not wet, and just their tummy feathers will shake just a little bit. That usually is just a sign of tension, and it occurs whether they've had a bath or not. So if you're observing something like that, it does not necessarily mean that your bird is freezing. But if you've given your bird a bath and your house is on the chilly side and you observe body language that makes you believe the bird is really and truly cold, then you can provide some supplemental heat. There are heat lamps sold for use with birds and reptiles. If you decided to use a heat lamp, you would want to place it in such a way that the parrot had the freedom to move away from it should he become overheated. Some people like to towel dry their birds. That's okay. That can even be useful in terms of teaching a bird to become unafraid of towels. But again, you certainly wouldn't want to wrap a towel around a bird who was afraid of towels. Many people like to blow dry their parrots using a hair dryer. I see some problems with that method, and I don't use it personally. First, some hair dryers, especially the newer ones, do have non-stick coatings inside, which could put a bird at risk if they were used in a very small area. Also, you have to be very careful not to get the parrot too hot. So if you are using a hair dryer, you should hold one of your hands right up against that parrot so that you yourself can test the heat of the air that's coming out through that hair dryer. And then secondly, you should make sure that you only dry the parrot halfway, because again, that warm air is going to dry the natural oils of the skin.
Right.
And I guess a last warning I would issue is that some cockatoos become very overstimulated, so to speak, when a hair dryer is used. So if you see evidence of that, I would not use a hair dryer. I would just bathe that bird early enough in the day, on a warm enough day, that he could just dry naturally. One other very important benefit of bathing is that it encourages normal preening. And if you're using a hair dryer, you sort of circumvent that natural preening process, because what happens as a parrot dries naturally is that he'll just sit there for a while not doing anything. But then as his feathers dry naturally, he will begin to preen, and he will give himself a full preening, which also helps to use up energy. It encourages natural behavior. So that's one benefit of allowing him to just dry on his own.
Right. Pam, we've covered a tremendous amount of information there, and I'm very grateful to you. What other advice, just to end with, can you give to help someone get started with the process of bathing their parrots?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to try a variety of different approaches and then to be patient. If you've decided that bathing in a shallow dish makes the most sense for your little lovebird, then you've got to realize that you may have to provide that shallow dish over and over and over again before he decides to use it. So many people provide their parrots with an experience, whether it's a new food or a dish to bathe in or a new toy, and when the parrot reacts in an adverse way, showing he, you know, isn't accepting of that food or experience right then the owner concludes that he doesn't like it. And that is very rarely the case. We have to remember that parrots are prey animals and that their visual experience often dictates their behavior. They are going to automatically be wary and suspicious of anything in the environment that's new. So if you want your little bird to bathe in a shallow dish, then make sure you choose a dish wisely, one that's shallow enough that the bird can get in and out of easily. In other words, set him up for success. and then realize that you may have to provide that twice a week for 5 months before he decides to use that little dish. You have to be patient and simply do the right thing for long enough. You know, if it gets right down to it, Charlie, it's just important to make a commitment to figure out a way that works. It's just not okay to give up on getting a parrot to bathe, and there are always people who can help you too, you know. If you're simply stumped and you just can't figure out a way to get your parrot to bathe, then you can seek the help of a professional. It's worth doing.
Sure, because at the end of the day, what we need to remember, this is all about the bird, not about how difficult it might be for us.
That is exactly right.
Pamela Clark, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. That was absolutely fascinating.
Oh, Charlie, it's been my pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. For more information on booking a Pamela Clark as a behaviour consultant or speaker, visit her website at www.pamelaclarkonline.com. For more podcasts by Pam and other parrot experts, visit the World Parrot Trust website at parrots.org, where you can also find more general information about parrots and information on current conservation efforts. And finally, if you'd like information about me, Charlie Moores, please do have a look at my website, Talking Naturally, which is at www.talking-naturally.co.uk.